2. Part A. Micro-listening.
Numbers. Calculation. You'll hear 10 statements. Listen carefully and choose A, B, C, or D, which is closest in meaning to the statement you've heard.
1. John usually gets up at 8, but he got up at 7:30 this morning.
2. Out of the 12 questions, Bill could only answer half of them.
3. As many as 120 students signed up for the computer course, but only one-third were accepted.
4. Mary had a 4-week vacation, but she spent half of it working.
5. The meeting was scheduled to begin at 9, but it actually started a quarter of an hour late.
6. The blue coat cost $280, but I bought it on sale for half the price.
7. It's 5:15. We have an hour and a half to get to the stadium.
8. 60 students went to the show, but only 8 of us could get in.
9. I've ordered a taxi for 11:30. It will arrive here in 15 minutes.
10. 12 out of 40 students passed the history exam.
Part B. Macro listening. Passage. A city of the world.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each of the following questions.
Most people imagine New York to be a city of skyscrapers. Perhaps, too, they associate the city with the World Trade Center, the Statue of Liberty, Fifth Avenue, Times Square, the United Nations, and Central Park, and so on. Except for the Statue of Liberty, all these places are in one part of the city, that is, Manhattan, which seems to be an island of skyscrapers. The city is also a place where the headquarters of the United Nations is located. People from all over the world live in the city and work at the United Nations. The translators working at the UN must speak one of the 5 official languages, English, French, Spanish, Russian, and Chinese. The World Trade Center is a United Nations of Commerce along the Hudson River. The towers of the World Trade Center are 405 meters high, and each has 110 floors. Together, the two towers have 48,600 windows. 3 of the 102 elevators in each tower can take you from the first to the 110th floor in 1 minute. Besides, there are international banks, government offices, transportation companies, restaurants, and import and export businesses inside the Twin Towers. The lobby of a building is usually on the ground floor, but at the World Trade Center, there are lobbies in the sky.
Exercise 2. Listen to the passage again and do the following exercises.
Most people imagine New York to be a city of skyscrapers. Perhaps, too, they associate the city with the World Trade Center, the Statue of Liberty, Fifth Avenue, Times Square, the United Nations, and Central Park, and so on. Except for the Statue of Liberty, all these places are in one part of the city, that is, Manhattan, which seems to be an island of skyscrapers. The city is also a place where the headquarters of the United Nations is located. People from all over the world live in the city and work at the United Nations. The translators working at the UN must speak one of the five official languages: English, French, Spanish, Russian, and Chinese. The World Trade Center is a United Nations of Commerce along the Hudson River. The towers of the World Trade Center are 405 meters high, and each has 110 floors. Together, the two towers have 48,600 windows. Three of the 102 elevators in each tower can take you from the first to the 110th floor in 1 minute. Besides, there are international banks, government offices, transportation companies, restaurants, and import and export businesses inside the Twin Towers. The lobby of a building is usually on the ground floor, but at the World Trade Center, there are lobbies in the sky.
Dialogue. A City of Light.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear. Hi, Sam. Haven't seen you for ages. Where have you been these days?
Hi, Linda. I went to Paris on business, and then I did some sightseeing there.
So you were in Paris. Tell me about it, will you?
Well, there's so much to say about it, I don't know where to begin.
Tell me about the Eiffel Tower first.
Oh, it's great. It's the symbol of the city, you know. Hard to imagine how it was built over 100 years ago.
Did you go to the top of the tower?
Sure. I dined at a restaurant on the top platform and enjoyed a splendid view of Paris at night. The footlights on the magnificent buildings and palaces are so beautiful that the city has got a nickname of a city of light.
What about the Louvre Palace? Did you go there?
How could I miss it? I spent a whole day inside and still couldn't finish seeing all its collections of world-famous treasures.
What treasures?
You must have heard about Mona Lisa, haven't you?
Yes, of course. Did you see the original painting?
Yes, and I saw the Greek statue of Venus de Milo, too.
The Greek goddess of love? Oh, you're so lucky, Sam. I really wish I could have a chance to visit Paris.
You will, I'm sure. And there is the Arch of Triumph.
Is that the one that was built in Napoleon's time?
Well, it was Napoleon who started building it, but the arch was not completed until 15 years after his death.
Where else did you visit in Paris?
I walked along the Seine River and enjoyed the views on both banks.
Did you take any pictures?
Yes, I took a great many. I'll show them to you and tell you more about the city.
That's great.
Question number one. What was Sam doing those days?
Question number two. Which of the following was not mentioned by Sam?
Question number three. Why is Paris known as a city of light?
Question number four. When was the Eiffel Tower built?
Question number five. What did the two speakers plan to do next?
Exercise two. Listen to the dialogue again and write down what Sam did in the following places. Hi, Sam. Haven't seen you for ages. Where have you been these days?
Hi, Linda. I went to Paris on business, and then I did some sightseeing there.
So you were in Paris. Tell me about it, will you?
Well, there's so much to say about it, I don't know where to begin.
Tell me about the Eiffel Tower first.
Oh, it's great. It's the symbol of the city, you know. Hard to imagine how it was built over 100 years ago.
Did you go to the top of the tower?
Sure. I dined at a restaurant on the top platform and enjoyed a splendid view of Paris at night. The footlights on the magnificent buildings and palaces are so beautiful that the city has got a nickname of a city of light.
What about the Louvre Palace? Did you go there?
How could I miss it? I spent a whole day inside and still couldn't finish seeing all its collections of world-famous treasures.
What treasures?
You must have heard about Mona Lisa, haven't you?
Yes, of course. Did you see the original painting?
Yes, and I saw the Greek statue of Venus de Milo, too.
The Greek goddess of love? Oh, you're so lucky, Sam. I really wish I could have a chance to visit Paris.
You will, I'm sure. And there is the Arch of Triumph.
Is that the one that was built in Napoleon's time?
Well, it was Napoleon who started building it, but the arch was not completed until 15 years after his death.
Where else did you visit in Paris?
I walked along the Seine River and enjoyed the views on both banks.
Did you take any pictures?
Yes, I took a great many. I'll show them to you and tell you more about the city.
That's great. This is the end of Lesson 12.